The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. I need a financial checkup. Well, the doctor is in the house. Jamie Blumenthal, President of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, is here with us today. Plus, prayer and controversy with believers, all based on distractions. What's that all about? And are we often blessed by the Lord? Yes, but why are those blessings different from person to person?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. 6 months later, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Well, that's always good. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Not so much today. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Remember, any topic is open for conversation, except doing a routine as a mime, because nobody will hear that. The reason is it's not professional radio, it's just radio. That's why we have so much fun. It's crossed between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Quick reminder, it is the 6th anniversary show. Big shout out to Wonder Julie for all the work that she's done over the last 6 months. They don't pay her enough. We say it here on the air. She knows it's true. She just can't really acknowledge it because she doesn't want to get in trouble for it. But that's got nothing to do with it. Also, for those that don't know, today is National
Cheeseburger Day.
How could you go wrong on a 6 month anniversary and National Cheeseburger Day?
Yum.
You should all be sending me stuff. It's fantastic. All right, in the studio, my doctor, my financial doctor. So if you go to the doctor, you'll know that the older you get, they do all these other tests to you.
I'm just going to leave that there.
Can you say colonoscopy? Because I can. As they do these tests, they find out where you're at. Well, that's what our Jamie Blumenthal does in regards to your finances. A financial checkup, and then he offers you solutions to the situations you might be in. That's why he's the president of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
You got a great-looking shirt on. You guys can't see it on radio, but he's got a nice, a very aqua, you know, like a kind of golf shirt. Really nice.
Thank you.
RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website for Jamie and Nancy. RetireTheRightWay.com. Their motto, plan right, retire the right way.
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to do that the right way, right?
We want you to thrive through your retirement, not just survive.
I got that as one of my things. I'm thrive and survive. That's how, see how you and I are. So if you're out there and you're sitting there and you're thinking, I wonder if I should talk to Jamie if it's worthwhile. The answer is yes. That's number one. The question or the biggest issue that people have that I can tell is they're afraid of somebody examining where they're at, and then that fear restricts. Remember, fear is an immobilizer. And that's one of the things Scripture teaches is that, remember, the guy had the fear, so he hid what he had. He didn't even want anybody to see it, didn't want anybody to know he had it. That's what we're trying to help you get past, because if you have some kind of problem, like an infection, and you hide from it, it will kill you. it's really the bottom line. So you got to get it taken care of. So first I'm going to give him the floor, and then I have a list of 10 questions, which we'll never get through because him and I have a good time together. And that's because we're, is it simpatico? Is that what that is? Where you kind of sync up together or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you the floor. Again, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on our six-month anniversary. So that's
awesome. That's a good position. Congratulations.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. What's going on financially? What do people need to be aware of? Anything going on in the winds and the waves?
Well, there's a lot of headwinds. There's a lot of clouds on the horizon. You know, this past weekend, there was a the Iranians bombed the Saudi oil fields, and they now just got proof today that that did take place. You know, we've got the trade war in play with China. Oil, you know, could spike. Who knows? But, you know, I want to balance back to what you said about if you're sick, you go see the doctor. When your car's not running properly, you go in and get a diagnosis. So we have to meet to talk about what the symptoms are and where do you want to go in retirement. So remember this, that retirement runs on income. Just like your car runs on fuel, retirement has to have income to propel you to a comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. Just when you were working and you're in the paycheck world, getting a paycheck, paying your lifestyle expenses, when you stop, you have to have something that's going to replace that paycheck. So we specialize in developing plans to show you how to increase your income in retirement and get more income every year, kind of a laddering effect where you go up the ladder instead of go down the ladder and get less money. We want you to have thrive in retirement with more income and more money.
So that some people then are going into retirement, and that's one of the things that I actually did put down was that they are into retirement and they're surviving. And I would assume, and I'll ask this right up front because we didn't cover this or anything, I'll assume surviving is you have an idea of what you're doing, and then as the events come into your life, they, you know, it's kind of like they chip away at you piece by piece, and then by the time you're done, there's nothing left but a stub.
Right. And it's like, too much month at the end of the money, and you're paying everybody else first.
Wait, that is a great line. Say that again.
It's too much month at the end of the money.
It's too much month at the end of the money. Boy, that has got to be, that's got to be your second book.
Yeah, so instead of paying everybody else first, we want to flip this around and you pay yourself first and pay off your house. Don't have a car payment, a house payment, credit cards. If you use it, you need to pay it off in full. So you need to hunker down. And we kind of give you that going into the red zone when you're going in towards retirement. Let's say it's 3 months or 6 months or, you know, it's next week. We want to get together and create a plan to keep you at least level or thrive into and through retirement with increasing income.
All right, a couple things I want to tell you, and then we're going to come right back to the next question I have for him. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website.
Correct.
Now, if you guys have any problem on the website, you can go to David Spoon Media. We have a link on our website to his website, so that just makes the whole thing easier. You can call. And the reason that I suggest that you call is because it's a telephone, and it's worked for years. And I know that it's smaller now, and it's not hooked up to the wall, but it still works. It's amazing. So you want to call 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667, and talk to Jamie. And here's the thing. Doesn't cost you anything to talk. And that's the biggest element. You want to be able to meet with them, talk to them, see if there's a connection, and go forward. But in order to do that, you actually have to meet with them. You know, you got to get together for an hour, hour and a half, talk, and see what that connection is. And I think that's I wrote this down.
You got to look under the hood.
You do have to. And I think that's a big deal is there is a hesitation because of what might be under the hood or not knowing what to do or even thinking how come I'm not smart enough. I don't know what I think some people think they should automatically know about retirement, which is like how would you automatically.
Yeah, we were never taught that discipline.
Yeah, when would that be in your when you were 18?
Yeah.
22? 30?
Starts with the piggy bank when you're 4 years old.
Yeah, but they don't tell you. This is for your future. They say this is for your future toy. And so that's what they pretty much tell you.
It's not taken seriously enough.
And that, I think, is the big reservation. And we want people to skip over that hump. Right?
Yeah, you got
to
get over that fear. Do not feel embarrassed. Or, I don't have enough money. I must be your poorest client. You know, it all is relative. We've got to get together, find out where the goalpost is and where we are now, how to develop a plan that's comfortable to get there. So you have the peace of mind knowing that you're confident. Everybody's so timid. They say, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to stop working. I'm going to work till I die. Well, the quicker we sit down and be adult about this and you realize that I'm this age today, my wife is going to quit her job or she's retiring and we're just going to get a $2,000 a month pension from Teachers Retirement System. That's all they're going to get. So, you know, do you have other resources, Social Security? Do you have an IRA? Do you have a 403B, a 401K, a TSP? What can we bring to the table for this couple to design a plan to allow them thrive into and through retirement? Retirement runs on income. It doesn't, it's got to have gas in the tank. Otherwise, you know, life is good, could be otherwise pretty miserable.
Yeah,
prices go up. Gave a seminar educational workshop last night. We were talking about inflation. People were saying, well, the government says we don't have inflation. I said, well, have you folks gone out to look at a new pickup truck or a new automobile? I said, you know, to get a nice vehicle, you're looking at $60,000, $65,000. On the high side, maybe it's $85,000 for a car or a truck today. How can you? The tariffs are kicking in. Everything, the materials are getting more expensive. Metal, wood, nails, housing is going up. All the materials, the wiring, the lumber, everything is going up in price. Nothing gets cheaper, except technology.
Right. So the resources on the planet have a limit. And then when you start going through them,
right,
the price goes up.
Scarcity.
It's
supply and demand.
Supply and demand. At that point, it's just regular basic economic in the process. So I want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. This is the guy you want to talk to. This is the guy you want to sit down with and go, okay,
yeah,
help me.
Pick up the phone, call, come on in.
Yep.
We'll have an informal chat. There is no cost or obligation. Let's just get a second opinion.
Yeah, you don't have to turn over your first male-born child unless you really want to. Okay, that's a joke. So everybody relax. Don't get all upset. All right, so retiretherightway.com, 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website, 800-287-1667. We're going to take our break here, then come back, have another chat, a little bit more chat with Jamie, our six-month man. That's right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay, and the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions, will not change them, Father won't change him. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
On Christ the solid rock.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Try to remember as best you can, davidspoonmedia.com. That's our website. We have a prayer link there, so we pray for people on an everyday basis. And for those that are wondering, well, do you pray every day? Every day. Every day. More than an hour, but let's just say a half hour's worth. I'll just leave it there. Okay? Every day. My wife even said the other day, it was really, she's like, but you're in there a long time. Like, yeah, well, you know, I'm trying. And then, you know, being born and raised Jewish, I have the things that I petition the Lord, the things that I surrender to the Lord, and then the things that I think the Lord needs to hear about. Those are the funny ones. Reach out to us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That's davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. I do want to let you know, we're being at the six-month point, it's exciting because you always have milestones and different things you hit in life, which is one of the reasons that Jamie is in here is talking about milestones you hit in life. You hit this place and this place. I want everybody to know up ahead of time. Look, if you're a person and you're like, hey, Dave, we don't have any retirement stuff, and we're just hanging on until the Lord does a trumpet home kind of thing. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being, you know, in a place like that. It's not like, oh, you're some kind of bad person. But I want you to know, Jamie is a supporter of the show. Some of the times we get to do just straight out teaching. Tomorrow I'm doing expository on Ephesians. Oh yeah, so that's always fun. And whenever I do expository, I don't talk about anything else but the text. He supports that. And so by supporting and praying for him, that helps us. So it's kind of like it works together. So that makes sense, right?
Circle of life.
Circle of life. And in that sense, with the Lord, it's a huge element. So Jamie, as you know, is the president. Him and his lovely wife, Nancy. I've never gotten her into the studio. Just one time I'd like to get her in because let's see how it goes. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website, 800-287-1667. This question is something the audience wants to know.
Yes.
Israel is having this big election, okay?
Right.
And there's 15 reports before somebody calls in. There's 15 reports for 15 different conclusions, which always tells you, wait, 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 okay? Does a different government in regards to Israel have any impact on the world stage, Iran, Iraq, all the people that they're having trouble with, and oil, and then ultimately affecting the United States outside of prophetic elements? I'm talking about that economic element, which could be tied into prophetic, but is this an important element for us or not yet?
I don't know.
Good. That's a great answer. Good for you.
I mean, don't know. That's the loaded million-dollar question.
Right.
It looks like Netanyahu will not get reelected. He didn't have enough participation to come up for a referendum. That's a good question. So the people in that part of the world have some angst against Israel.
Right.
And they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Right.
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't have the answer. Oil is becoming less dependent in a modern society, but the older societies like China, they're producing pollution and coal like there's no tomorrow in their atmosphere, and they need the energy. So this is the new economy. You know, maybe by 2030, we'll start to see some electrical vehicles. Another 10, 12, 15 years, you'll start seeing a more conversion to electric cars. It's going to be a slow road.
Yeah.
So oil is definitely needed. You have to have power to turn on the lights, to run the air conditioning, to, you know, turn on the coffee pot, to run the radio show. You have to have power. So how we transition off this power grid onto alternative energy, I think, is going to be a slow but a very positive move forward. So with that being said, oil still dominates a large
right.
part of the stage.
Right.
And the cost of oil has dropped. It's down another $2 today or something. So it's oil's dropping. But if there is a conflict, if we get drawn into, a meeting where we can sit down and talk with these people that want death to Israel and death to everybody in the United States, then there would be some dialogue for some positive.
That's a big if.
Yeah, a big if. So I don't know. You know
what's amazing about it, though, is if you look at it and you and I love that you answer it, because that, I mean, it's really hard to tell. First of all, for the people that are pro wind energy, if you could just go to Washington and capture all their wind, I think you might be right. But outside of that, it's not going to happen because they just have a lot of air that they're just blowing out. If there was a way to catch that, I think we'd be fine. But nobody's
too
figured that out.
Too much hot air in the room.
Yeah, too much hot air, not enough capture on that. But the problem is, if Netanyahu does not prevail and he is removed, and then you have the next government, does that then make people who are enemies of Israel think, oh, they're not as fortified and strong with that kind of demeanor and attitude versus the people that want to get along? Some of the people in the party are not the want to get along people, and then they may attack. I mean, that then creates a world stage issue.
It could be another avenue for positive dialogue forward.
Yeah, we're gonna really.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, that's a big, because you got the thing going on with China. Is the trade war, is the impact? Is there more impact to come, less impact to come, a deal coming? Does anybody have any idea?
Personally, I do not believe a deal is coming.
Okay.
Because China has a 100-year plan, not a 4-year election plan. China's plan is to take over the world. They've just built that mega defense island out in the middle of the ocean for military bases and control the shipping channels. So there's a lot of stuff that's been going on for 10 years longer, building this blockade out there. So China is probably going to wait it out until maybe Trump doesn't get reelected and a Democrat might get in, where they may have a better strategy to work out a lesser severe trade deal with, you know, the United States. So who knows? You know,
right.
Stay tuned.
But Trump, being a business guy, they know they're dealing with somebody at least who understands business to some degree.
He's got their number.
That's interesting. Because then if you put somebody in,
he's too smart.
Yeah, if you put a person,
he's the smartest guy that we've had in the presidency to take, you know, a backbone to them. And their stealing of intellectual property and their unfair playing field. This is the first guy that stood up to them in 25 years.
That is amazing. I mean, that part's amazing. And then somebody asked me a question, because I'm not overly political. Most people know on this show, I'm a conservative. I have a very committed mindset and a very committed philosophical approach to life, and that's God first, God first, God first, and then I'm much more for the kingdom of God than any kingdom of men. But I will say one thing. Somebody said, well, what happens if somebody else gets into office and it's a Democrat? My answer is, it's going to be a lot more boring. Because, well, no matter what, you can't follow that. I mean, come
right,
on. That's
right.
It's sad, but true. But and the people that are in the government sometimes. I mean, we have got some great government servants. And then we got people that should be fired and not be allowed to be dog catcher. I mean, it's just
right, right. You still get your pension.
Yeah, I mean, time to sit down. So I will say that the hearings yesterday, that guy was Lewandowski was so funny. I mean, that was just so funny. Was there a question there? Was there a question? I don't get it. Was there a question? I don't know what you're asking me. I don't understand. Hold on, I have to wait. It's like, wow. That I thought was kind of classic. All right, let's go back into the financial realm.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I want people to get from listening to you. You're not, and I want to say this, and I think you'd say, you don't have every answer that ever existed on every financial question anywhere. I don't think anybody has that except for the Lord. I mean, I don't think anybody has that. But you're willing to meet with people at no cost to help them to look at things and to make decisions that will impact as best they can what their future holds. And that's
absolutely
what you're willing to do.
Absolutely. You know, it really comes down to being honest with yourself instead of running and hiding. You know, most people spend, honestly, more time planning a one-week vacation to go to the Bahamas or, you know, whatever, than they do planning for their retirement, it's going to be their future. So we only have 30 or 40 earning years while we're on this earth called above ground. And then once we maybe get to 65 or 68 or 70, we're tired. You know, you don't want to have to slave and go to work. So you have to be safe. You have to be a good steward of your money and protect that money and get feedback, get a plan laid out by professionals like our firm that can help you pull the resources that you might have available to you. Maybe you won't get Social Security. You'll get a pension. Maybe you'll get this, that, or the other. But it's a lot more comforting after you get help and leadership to be able to go forward and say, I'm on track. I just need a little tweak here, a little tweak there. And gosh, I didn't even know that was available, that I could get a 7% return and double my money guaranteed over the next 9 or 10 years. So if I have X amount of money today, I'm going to have 2X by then, and I'd be able to have a comfortable income, and I didn't have to sweat bullets and stress out over it that I was going to be broke in retirement.
Yeah. See, and my concern, we only got about a minute and a half or two left. My concern is that people understand that planning like this, you can't guarantee what's going to happen, but the Lord set up people to plan in regards to the temple, in regards to the ministry, in regards to different elements, in regards to the New Testament. It's not like God does stuff without a plan. In fact, everything in the entire human existence, Ephesians 1:11, starts with God had a plan.
Absolutely. You know, you can't be in a rowboat without a rudder. You got to have a course of action, make a plan with that rudder and follow the course, follow the plan.
Yeah.
And you will get to your home run destination.
Yeah. Well said. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website for Jamie and Nancy. RetireTheRightWay.com. Now, their company, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, have helped hundreds and hundreds of people in the Dallas area.
Absolutely.
And this is the time to take advantage of that. Their phone number, 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Excellent job for our six-month anniversary.
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy bi-anniversary, semi-anniversary.
Yeah. I celebrate everything. I'm a celebrator. Yeah, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. The next segment, we're going to be talking about unique and personalized blessings. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you do so, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Don't forget, we are taking donations if people want to help out on the show. Reasons we have sponsors and donations is to keep doing the show. That's it. Just that simple. Facebook, David Spoon Media, and YouTube, David Spoon Media. Big shout out there to Jamie. Did a great job, so appreciate that. This segment brought to you by our good friend Clint, who's at a trade show for Mr. Restore.
I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
There you go. You can't beat that. I was listening to another Mighty Mouse version yesterday. Mr. Restore made me think about Mighty Mouse. And so then I went onto my Zedge phone and was looking at Mighty Mouse.
Well, that's where I got it. I just chopped it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's so funny. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies, working with all insurance companies, A-plus rated by the BBB, CCC, 50 years of restoration experience, thousands of happy customers, family-owned and operated, emergency response on-site within 60 seconds, and I did all that without breathing. Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services, all over Texas. MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. Mr. Restore. RESTORE.com. 877-631-7576. It's 877-631-7576. Yay. 76 trombones. Let's see where we want to go. Do we want to do a trivia question? Let's do a trivia question. This is going to you're going to have a little bit of room in this one, which means that I'm looking for an answer, but I'm not looking for the perfect answer. And there's a very specific reason why when I say the question, you'll understand. What were the two angels, which were referred to in some translations as men, wearing when they appeared to the women after the resurrection in the Gospel of Luke? So there was two angels, and they thought originally they were men, but they were angels. And I'm simply asking, what were they wearing? They were wearing something. What were they wearing when they made their appearance to the women? That's all I'm asking. Keeping it as simple as I can keep it. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I want to talk about blessings. Blessings are phenomenal. You know that we often bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The Lord blesses us. There is a favor in the concept of blessing. There is a pronouncement, a gifting, an acknowledgement. It is both word and action. There's many elements to blessings that are very powerful in our lives. And I can tell you right now, when you say to somebody in a conversation, "You're a blessing to me," it blesses them. One of the few things that you can say to somebody, and then they get blessed because you said it. In John chapter 1, verse 16, it talks about through Jesus Christ, we have one blessing after another. Yes, it has to do with salvation, but it has to do with even beyond salvation, especially in context of the Gospel of John chapter 1, all of the great benefits that we have in Christ. And there's one after another after another. But I've noticed something, and I think most people will acknowledge it. I've noticed something about the blessings of the Lord. Some blessings have a great deal of similarity. God's faithfulness does not change person to person. God's truth does not change person to person. It does not appear as though his mercy is limited for the believer. It might appear in different formats in different times, but it doesn't appear to have a limit. But there are certain blessings from the Lord that are just, I would say, the easiest way to say it is universal. So let me give this a theological twist real quickly. Whenever we talk about the presence of the Lord, you say, and we often say, the Lord is everywhere. That is correct. His universal presence is everywhere. We even know from the Psalms, he knows what's going on in the heavens and in the lowest places, even in the depths of hell. He knows all the things that are taking place. That's the universal presence of God. But then there is these times where the Lord seems to show up, which is what we would call the manifested presence. So you have the universal presence, which is God is everywhere, right? You have the manifested presence, which is like God in particular seems to break the plane between heaven and earth, show up, say hi, do whatever. I mean, whatever it is that's going to take place, most of the time it's good. Sometimes there could be negative to it, but the majority of the time when the Lord shows up, it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a judgment thing, but sometimes, most of the time, it's a good thing. Well, that principle, by the way, is very important to understand, because if you really understand the love of God, God loves everybody in the context that he lets the rain fall on everybody on the earth, but his chosen people or those that have acknowledged his testimony certainly have a greater degree of God's love operating on a more personalized basis. That then is the same thing. You got a universal love, and then you have a specified or a specific or a more targeted love. Well, in blessings, it ain't no different. How's that for English? In blessings, it ain't no different. There you go. I wouldn't get out of second grade with that. Just saying. So there are these universal blessings and these blessings that God grants to many people. Then there's this other part, Genesis 49:28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said unto them when he blessed them. He blessed them, everyone, with the blessing appropriate to him.
Ooh.
And in other words, or in different phrases, each one of us is blessed by God. Certainly in a universal sense, yes. But in that more specific sense, we are each blessed with the appropriate blessing. It's one after another. It's applicable, but there are appropriate blessings. So this is it's going to be hard to hear this. So for some of you, getting a large sum of money would be just fine and dandy. For others of you, getting a large sum of money could be the worst thing that ever happens to you and lead to your ruin in regards to being a faithful follower. The big issue there is that the Lord knows what will hurt you and what won't hurt you, and he's not going to give you something that is intended or that will intend to create problems for you. And so when you get a different blessing, you think, well, every time we hear blessing on the church, every time we talk about blessing, it doesn't matter what church, it somehow always ties into money in some capacity. Well, it shouldn't, because the scripture says that it is in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. So if you're looking for money to buy you joy, the money will not buy you the joy that being in the presence of God will. I mean, ultimately, what people want to do with the things they have is to be happy and to be at peace and to be at rest and to have joy in their hearts and to laugh and to love life. All of those are gifts from God and are not required to be financially purchased. And we're looking for it. Don't kid yourself. I'm not preaching just to you. I'm preaching to me. I'd love to have extra money in the bank, but I have a suspicion over 41 years of being a Christian that every time I have too much extra money in the bank, I don't do as well as I should be doing. Maybe I'm more lax. Maybe I'm less diligent. Maybe I'm just less Jesus-like. And you think, well, I'd like to have a little bit of a break. I know, but maybe for many of us, that full dependence on the Lord is the gift. I know it's hard. But there's a reality check there. I mean, the Lord has blessed. I could not write a book. I don't know that I can write a book where I could list what I consider to be all the miracles. I mean, it would be like 900 volumes in a 41-year span, starting with the very first time I heard the gospel. And he blessed me wonderfully. But the blessings that he has blessed me with are much like the inheritance that he's given unto me, or much like many other things he's given unto me. They are designed for me and for my best, not designed to operate under what I think is the best. Every time we do that and we tell God that it could be this way or this, we're just complaining. We're just saying, you know, this God thing, you run it bad. That's what you're saying. And it's like, I probably shouldn't say that. This is probably a dumb idea. I pray with my wife. We pray for all the kids to be blessed. We pray for this, we pray for this. But we take every one of those prayers and we say, yeah, let your will be done. Because if I pray that my son just prospers, he might just miss God. Then what happens? Well, then he runs a good 60, 70, 80 years and misses? It's like, no, that's bad. So the kingdom first, the blessings of God as the Lord sees fit. You can pray that the Lord blesses you all you want as long as you surrender it to how he determines how to bless you, not how you determine. There's nothing wrong with believing the Lord will bless you financially as long as you understand that you surrender that. And if it hurts you, the Lord ain't going to do it as long as you get that too. We just need to be mature enough on some of those things. Okay, now, next segment, controversial. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am. Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, if you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, because my handle. There we go. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. I will let you know a couple things. One, where did my piece of paper go? One, we are going to be having Pastor Morris on the show. Going to be on in 3 weeks. Just let you know. Just got that confirmation. This segment brought to you by our good friends at the Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
All right, simple stuff. Medicare can be confusing, doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs, so the answer is the Benefit Link. Zero cost service. That's why I like some of these things. Zero for this, zero for this. I mean, just to find out, nothing. To find out. Zero cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support, no cost. None. None to you at all. No cost. The Benefit Link has advocates available that can direct you on an everyday issue basis, where they can help you figure out what direction to go, where to go, how to handle it, what to do. Not costing you a thing. 972-BENEFIT. 972-BENEFIT. BENEFIT. TheBenefitLink.com. So if you're sitting there and going, you know, I got Medicare, I'd like to know if I have other options, these are the people to call. Wait, let me do that with more expressiveness. These are the people to call. 972-BENEFIT, BENEFIT, thebenefitlink.com. No cost, no cost, no cost, and also for no cost. Okay, I want to thank everybody that's been working here with us. This is, like I said, our six-month show, and I'd just like to acknowledge every milestone you have. It's not that you build huge memorials, unless the Lord tells you to build a memorial to it, but you acknowledge it, and I think 6 months in, like, radio land is like 2 years of normal stuff. That's my take on it. That's what I'm going with. Time for controversy. We like controversy. Controversy can be fun or interesting or challenging. All right, I got a passage for you. I got some people that are going to get upset, and I'm just telling you right now, get over it. That's going to be my response to you. Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 through 4. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God. Before you think I'm going to do a premillennial, amillennial, or postmillennial teaching regarding this, you would be incorrect in this context. I'm not talking about the timing of this passage. Revelation is the only book that specifically says you're just blessed if you read it. It doesn't say you're blessed if you pick an eschatological category to go with. That's for all believers. What is absolutely undeniable is our prayers, the prayers of the saints, go before the throne. That's what's undeniable. They go before the throne on a gold altar. So here's what I want you to get from a picture point of view, whether it's literal or symbolic, doesn't even matter, does it? Because the symbol or the picture is your prayers, the prayers of the saints, on a gold altar. God thinks highly of your time of prayer, appreciates your time of prayer in the context of that communion with him, and even says that those prayers are laid out on a golden altar. It's not a special age. There's some wackadoodles out there. This golden altar means it's a special age of prayer. What kind of ridiculousness is that? The prayer from King David is no less or more than your prayer. The same for anybody. And specifically, the scripture says so when it mentions Elijah. And it says the prayers, talking about the prayers of a righteous man. And it says Elijah was a man of like flesh like you and me. He prayed it wouldn't rain and it didn't rain. The whole point of that passage is to say your prayers are as important as his prayers. That doesn't matter. Our prayers go before the throne and the Lord likes it. But what I hear, and this is where the controversy comes in, is I hear people saying, Dave, Satan can stop our prayers. I've had people tell me that. So can I say for the record that not only is it untrue, there might be warfare on the way back for the answer, so to speak, but it's not true that Satan can stop our prayers. Let me just make it very clear to you just in one line. If he could stop prayers, not one person would be saved who prayed the prayer of salvation because Satan would have stopped it. Oh, well, that's the exception, Dave. That one prayer. Boy, talk about adding to the word of God. No one would be saved if Satan could stop prayer. You get that? I'm not any clearer than you can be. Not one person. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who prayed to be a follower of Jesus, would have that responded to if Satan could stop that prayer. That's number one. Number two, ready for more controversy? Some of you have charismatic backgrounds, Baptist backgrounds, Pentecostal backgrounds. Some of you have Church of Christ backgrounds, and you know I never try to leave anybody out. Just I don't want to sit there and go through the, 300 different divisions that are in the Christendom. It's just a lot of them. There are people that will say, well, let me explain to you, Dave, that according to Romans chapter 8, verse 26, tongues are a special prayer that escape or bypass Satan, and so that therefore that's the prayer that he can't stop. Let me just real quickly make this point. If you're a Baptist and you have charismatic brothers and sisters and you don't follow their theology, stop making fun of them. Stop belittling them. And they should stop belittling you and making fun of you. All that stuff's ridiculous. If a person has what they consider a prayer language and they're drawing closer to it and it's not impeding upon you, you should support that as a brother or sister in the Lord. If you're a person that speaks in tongues and you have this attitude that you're superior because you speak in tongues, I will remind you that all gifts of God are not a trophy. And they're not a toy, they're a tool for the kingdom and glory of God. So stop belittling other people. All that stuff's got to stop. But the idea that tongues in some capacity could bypass Satan is zero biblical evidence. And if you read Romans 8:26, you'll find out that the Spirit intercedes with us which with words which cannot be spoken, which would be exactly the opposite of tongues. Because tongues are spoken words. So stop doing that. Let me tell you the one way that Satan can hinder your prayers. By getting you and I not to pray. That is the tactic of Satan. Through the power of distraction and busyness. And, oh, prayer is hard. It's not a blessing. And, oh, it's boring. And, oh, I don't know if he ever answers me. And I never get what I'm asking for, like God is Santa Claus or something. Here's the bottom line. Satan hinders prayers by getting Christians not to pray. Period. No other way. You can be screaming at your radio right now. That don't matter. I will take anybody at any level on any theological aspect they want to go with over any of those points. Bottom line, it does not, Satan cannot stop a prayer, but he can stop a person from praying by making sure that the episode that they're watching on television is so intriguing that it sucks up all their time. You get that? That's the tactic of the enemy. That there's so much anger that we don't spend the time with God. There's so much this going on and this going on. I'm so busy. You're too busy to talk to the creator of the universe who enabled you to have life in the first place so that you can pay your rent. Is that what you're going with? So the 80 years that we live now is more important than the 800 billion gazillion years after. Is that what you're going with? No. He stops prayers by distracting us and getting us not to pray. That's his tactic. And by getting us to discuss and think about stupid things. Okay? All right. Happy 6 months. I'm such a nice guy. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity and expository teaching. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.